In the autumn of 1888, the narrow streets of London's Whitechapel district were shrouded in fog and fear. The newspapers called him Jack the Ripper, a name that would echo through history. More than a century later, investigators, historians, and amateur sleuths still debate who he was and why he killed. Whitechapel was overcrowded, dimly lit, and desperately poor. Many residents worked long hours simply to survive. Into this world stepped a killer, who seemed to vanish as quickly as he struck. Despite the chaos, investigators did identify patterns. Victims targeted in the early hours, attacks occurring within a tight geographic area, and a level of planning that suggested the killer knew the streets intimately. When we re-examine the evidence today, we see the beginnings of modern forensic work. Sketches, crime scene notes, even early attempts at profiling. They were working with limited tools, but their instincts were sharp. Dozens of suspects emerged. Local residents, traveling workers, even medical professionals. Yet none could be definitely linked to the crimes. The Ripper's identity remained just out of reach, hidden behind rumor, fear, and the limitations of Victorian policing. What endures is not only the mystery, but the impact. The case reshaped public expectations of law enforcement, pushed for better lighting and patrols, and sparked conversations about poverty and safety that still resonate today. Jack the Ripper may never be unmasked, but the search for truth continues, driven by curiosity, compassion for the victims, and the enduring human need to understand the shadows of our past.